Last time we began discussing the definition of hargasha, we noted that there are two primary definitions that we find in Rishonim. We find the definition of the Rambam of Mizdaz da Gufa. We find the definition of the Tumas Hadeshen, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Sichas Pi HaMakor. And then among Achronim, we find the Nod Behuda tells us about a third possibility of hargasha, of Zivas Davarlach. And then there is a sub-machlokas between the Nod Behuda and the Chavis Das, as to whether Zivas Avarlach is Zivas Avarlach b'makor or Zivas Avarlach b'pruzdor. And we noted that there are many Achronim who disagree with the whole premise and assume that Zivas Avarlach, anyway you slice it, does not constitute Hargasha. And then we noted that already for centuries, the Poskim point out that at least the primary Hargashos of Nisdaz de Gufa and Sichas B'Yamakor are not generally felt by women. Zivas Avarlach may be felt by some women if it's Zivas Davarlach proposed or not the Makor. And then we left off discussing if in fact women do not experience these kinds of Hargashos, so how could it be that we have Nida Daraisa Bismanase? Obviously the working assumption is that we do have Nida Daraisa, we just have to figure out what the basis of that is, you think. Darkei Moshe, Darkei Moshe before the Shev Yaakov. Of the Darkei Tshuva? Darkei Tshuva, maybe?
Oh,
Darkei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. The Shev Yaakov is quoted by others as well. I don't have the precise Mar Makom here in front of me this second. So we left off by quoting the Aruch HaShulchan, who has the famous expression of Hevel Yipsa Pi HaNashim Eilu, that the women who tell you that they don't experience Hargasha don't know what they're talking about. They're not telling the truth. They really do, and they're just not sufficiently sensitive to notice that there is such a Hargasha. So even the Hargashas of Nizdaz HaGufa, of Psichas Pi HaMakor, as quoted in Shulchan Aruch, are presumed to exist Bizman Hazeh. And either they don't experience it, they really do, and they just can't express it properly, but everyone knows when they are a Nida. Okay. So and we noted, yeah.
You mentioned when you said it was in Kuf
Sadi. I said it was in Kuf Sadi. It may be in both. But I don't. Okay, thank you. Fine, we'll check. If it's quoted, Ravadia quotes it here in the Taras Habayis in the first chapter, so find the Mar Makom there. I'm sorry, I don't remember the Sifkatan. Okay. There are other possibilities as to how to explain how we would have Hargasha even Bismanazah. There is a Maram Shik, just a Mar Makom of note. The Maram Shik is in Yaradea Simen Kuf Pei Beis. It's easy to remember because Hilchos Nida and Shulchan Aruch begins with Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. So the Maram Shik is Simen Kuf Pei Beis. So Maram Shik has a suggestion based, he thinks, on a Rambam, which is generally not accepted by Poskim, but it's worth noting, that a Hargasha could even be what we would typically refer to as a Vest Haguf. And sometimes a woman experiences certain bodily changes, certain cramps, before she has a Riyah stop. And those cramps or the like that precede a regular Riyah, a regular period, could constitute a Hargasha. So generally, Poskim assume that's not the case, because Hargasha is not something that precedes Riyah stop by a significant period of time, but something that goes in tandem, immediately beats a Riyah stop. But according to the Maram Shik's definition, you could have something that would constitute Hargasha that could be felt a couple of days before the onset of Dam. And that is generally not accepted by Poskim. Yeah.
So would he, based on that, would he assume that, let's say, you have mask Hargashas, that
right.
We generally assume that if it's a long time after Merig Lion, that if it's a long
right.
time after, then you can't assume that it's a Hargasha anymore.
Right.
So would that nullify that? Because if he's saying that our Hargasha can happen way before the Riyah is down,
right.
you could say that was a mask Hargasha back then.
It's a Hara. It's a Sarah. Good. In the Sefer Mishmeres HaTara that we quoted last time, Rabbi Karp, he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv felt that even if in principle we would have been inclined to not accept Zivas Davarlach as a Hargasha, given that Bizman Hazeh, the only kind of Hargasha that people experience is Zivas Davarlach, then perhaps, or he thought, that we should assume that Hargasha Zivas Davarlach is indeed a hargasha, since there's no other real possibility. Jake.
He also said that not everyone would experience as Yitzhak
Allah. Correct. So it doesn't help for everyone, right? Rav Yashiv says something else, as we'll see in a few moments. But at least if you're going to, it sounds like the suggestion is that we shouldn't entirely cut off the possibility of a real legitimate hargasha. So even if it's only a percentage of the population that feels it, we should at least be machmir for that bismanenu. That's what he quotes b'shem Rav Yashiv. It's not a direct, there's no primary source, but that's what he quotes in a couple of footnotes that he heard from him. Yeah, Aaron.
I remember him quoting him to say that everyone experiences Yivakar Allah, at least some of them experience Tehapi Yamakara. So that means that everyone still experiences Yivakar Allah.
He assumes that everyone is going to experience some kind of Hargasha. He's, however you slice that.
You're saying that the Shev Yaakov said that only some experience.
No, the Shev Yaakov just know. The Shev Yaakov is only talking about Nizdaz the Gufam Psichas Piyamakar. And I was just saying that in contemporary times, if you ask around, you'll find. Those of you who are married and go home and ask your wives, you'll find that some people do experience an internal sensation of flow and some people don't. Just a matter of surveying the population. Okay. Rabbi Willig has the following suggestion, which he says in his shirim, and he wrote up in an article in Beis Yitzchak, I think Lamites, based on a line of the Chidushei HaRashba in our sukkah here in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. If you have a Gemara in front of you, you could look back at the sukkah in the beginning of Perek Haroek Hasem, and right after the lines that we read previously, about 6-7 lines into the Gemara, the Gemara says, how can Shmuel darshan from the pasuk of bib sara ad shetargish bib sara ve'akas mibayle bib sara v'lo bishpir v'lo b'chasicha? Don't you have another drasha that we learn from the same pasuk that bib sara comes to exclude dam that is found inside the placenta and dam that is found in front of pieces of a broken up fetus? And then the Gemara says, no, that both drashas are correct. We learned both of these halachas, all three of these halachas, from Bib Sara, both of need hargasha, and that there is an exclusion, a miut, of dam that's found, bishpir, and bichasicha. So the Rashba, over here in our sugya, has the following line. V'yesh mefarshim, divlo bishpir, hainu mishum, de'ein margeshes bitzias adam. So yesh mefarshim, the Rashba quote, some say, that the reason that Bib Sara comes to exclude dam that is seen bishpir is because dam seen in the placenta is because there is not typically hargasha in that kind of ri'as dam. If there's dam that is expelled from the body inside the placenta, then that dam typically is not accompanied by a hargasha. And since you need hargasha in order to create nida min hatara, therefore in that situation, absent hargasha, there is no nida min hatara. Right, so that's what he quotes in the Yesh Mefarshim. The reason that there's an exclusion of Dam Bishpir is because there is no Hargasha. And then he quotes the following. The Hiksha Mari Harazal, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, who asked the following question, or raised the following observation. If it would have been the case that it is the norm for a woman to experience Dam when a chasicha is expelled from the body, lo mitarin mishum de ena margeshes, then we would not have been mitahir her just because she's lacking her gasha. Meaning, if it was the case that it is the norm for a woman to see dam in this context of an expelled chasicha, then the lack of her gasha wouldn't have been enough of a reason to exclude that from nida derais, and that's why you need a xeris hakasif. Xeris HaKasif is telling you that without Xeris HaKasif, you might have thought that because this is the normal way of Re'iyas Dam under these circumstances, it's normal for a woman who expels a chasicha to see Dam. So because that is a normal process, the fact that there's no Hargasha would not have prevented that from creating Nida Daraisa, if not for the Xeris HaKasif. So what emerges from this line, says Rabbi Willig, in the Rabbeinu Yonah and the quoted by the Rashba and endorsed by the Rashba, is that sometimes you could have a situation where there is a normal way of seeing dam, a normal ri'iya, derech ri'iya v'kach, and a woman there could be tmeya min haTorah even absent hargasha. So based on that, there is a possibility that even bizman hazeh, if we were to assume that there are no more hargashos, nevertheless, if we're in a situation where the normal derech ri'iya is without a hargasha, that may still create nida min haTorah. Yes.
Wouldn't that mean that it's not normal to have hargashos? Meaning, he said, had it been, the rabbi said, had it been that it would have been, that she just didn't have a hargasha, but since it's normal to have a hargasha, we would say that she's still asur midoraisa. So now it's not normal to have hargashos. So it's never normal to have hargashos. She'd never be a midoraisa.
So at a certain point in history where the norm was that a ri'iya would be accompanied by hargasha, then hargasha was more definitional. But if there's a period in which there's no more hargasha, so then it's still derech ri'iya b'kach without the hargasha, and a woman could be tamei min haTorah even without hargasha. That is the suggestion based on this line of the Rashba, which is developed a little bit by the Magia in the footnote there. I think it's footnote 31. Rav Yashiv says something similar in Kovis Ha'aras Chelak Aleph Simen Pei Dalet, Rav Yashiv's Jewish, where he writes that Hargasha may be dependent, or even absent Hargasha, if it is Derech Re'iya B'kach, if it's the norm to see blood in this fashion, a woman may still be Tzmeya Min HaTorah. His Raya is from the din of a Ketana Bas Yom Echa. The din is that a baby, even if she's an infant, a one-day-old baby, who sees Dam, is still Tzmeya Nida Min HaTorah. She clearly doesn't experience Hargasha. But that is would be the normal derech ri'iya b'kach, even if in that particular situation there is no hargasha. Yeah.
Why doesn't she experience hargasha?
Because he assumes that she's too little to experience hargasha, or at least to be able to.
Physically,
not right. So on the basis of this suggestion, Rabbi Willey thinks that let's say you have there's some IUD, some intrauterine devices, which is a form of a contraceptive, where after the body gets into a certain rhythm, it doesn't really have normal periods anymore, it doesn't have normal ri'iyos, but there still may be a very minimal amount of blood that comes on a monthly basis, a tipas dam, literally. So you might have said, or you would have said, that if it's only a tipas dam that comes once a month, so then it would be subject to kulas ksamim because there's no hargasha anyway you slice it, and there's no there's no shear kigrisvod. Based on this mahalach that you can have neither the raisa even without hargasha if it's derech ri'iya b'kach, the Rabbi Willey thinks that if it's, that is her derech ri'iya, you know, the norm in that situation where you have this device is to see a little drop of blood on a monthly basis, then that would be enough to render her nida min haTorah. Yeah.
So on a practical level, mm-hmm. how would the woman, I mean, if this is making her nida with the raisa,
yeah.
Is there like a fear that like to know, like, I mean, I don't really know how this works, but in terms of like when that day would fall out, it's like where.
Well, it'll be subject to the normal halachas of Vestos. Whatever, right? So we'll talk about Vestos and Prisha Samach Vest, etc. Okay. So just to sum up, in terms of the options for explaining how we have nida min haTorah b'zman hazeh, the Yerucha Shulcha says there are hargashas, even though the women can't necessarily express that they experience them. There is a Maram Sheikh that suggests a different definition of hargasha that may encompass as well some kind of vest haguf. And you have this other suggestion of Rabbi Willig of Derech Ri'iya B'kach, which Rav Yashiv in a different context, or similar context, says as well. And then you always have the possibility that there are people who experience the vest avralach, and ultimately, according to some, at least, that could be a bona fide hargasha. Anyway, you slice it. One second. Anyway, you slice it. The bottom line, we assume that when a woman has a normal ri'iya, a normal flow, then that is definitely a nida min haTorah. Yeah, Shai.
So for the derech ri'iya b'kach, assuming that's like a concurrent option with the Gemara that lists the three things.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean the three things?
The Gemara says it needs to be a makor, and this has a hargasha.
So instead
right.
of redefining hargasha or saying they don't feel hargasha, they're having a talk and saying there's like a different way of being in a derisa.
Well, I think it's a variation on the theme of hargasha. Hargasha is more broadly defined to include that which is the normal way of experiencing the flow. Okay. So let's discuss briefly now the status of an aid, a bedika klot. If a woman does a bedika and finds dam on that bedika klot, what is her status as far as being making her into an ida? Is that min haTorah or is that midrabanan? So the Rav Yonasan Eibishitz's chibur on Yerideh is called Crazy Placey. And in the back of the Crazy Placey, which is primarily an Isser V'Heter, there's a little section on Hilchos Nida, which is called Tiferes Yisrael. But it's typically referred to as the Crazy Placey. Nevertheless, it's in the same volume. So he raises this question. If a woman does a bedika and finds dam on the bedika, does that make her Tameya Asur L'Baila Min HaTorah, or is that only Midrabanan? And he thinks that's based on two possible approaches to the sugya here on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So we saw that the Gemara initially presents the Meimar Shmuel that a woman is only Tameya Min HaTorah if she experiences a Hargasha. And then the Gemara challenges Shmuel based on three different halachos. One of them is a woman who is oses rachaha, a woman who is matil meirag layim and sees dam. The other one is if she sees dam in conjunction with a bedika, and the third is if she sees dam in conjunction with tashmish. So in all these three stages of the shakra of the Gemara, the tariyah of the Gemara questions, if we're talking about where there is a hargasha, then how can you have a situation where a woman is tahara? Ella must be that there is no hargasha, and then the Gemara says, no, maybe there was a hargasha, the emor hargashas meraglayim, it was a hargasha, but it was a hargasha of meraglayim, it was a hargasha of the aid, it was a hargasha of the shamish, hargasha of the aver going into the body. So Rav Yonasan Eibishitz says you could understand that Gemara in one of two ways. Is a pshat, that let's go with the emor hargashas aid, piece of the Gemara, for simplicity's sake. So, do we say that the Gemara is raising the question, maybe the Hargasha that she experienced was maybe she did experience a legitimate Hargasha, or maybe she only experienced a Hargasha of the aid, meaning to say that there's a suffix as to whether she experienced a proper Hargasha. It's where there was a Re'ias Dam in conjunction with Meraglayim, Re'ias Dam in conjunction with Tashmish, a Re'ias Dam in conjunction with a Bedika. The Gemara says, maybe that Hargasha, maybe there was a proper Hargasha, or maybe she only experienced a Hargasha's aid. And if that's the case, then the status of a of blood found on a bedika cloth, if a woman does a bedika, would be one of a suffix. She'd be tamei midrabanan because there's a suffix. Maybe there was hargasha, or maybe the only thing she experienced was the hargasha of the insertion of the bedika cloth. So that's option one in understanding the shakra tari here. Then he says option two is different. No, maybe the hargasha was masked by the other thing going on in the body. Maybe the hatalas meiraglayim masked the hargasha. Maybe the bedika sa'ed masked the hargasha. Maybe the hafnasa sa'ever masked the hargasha. Meaning to say that really there was a hargasha, but we assume that the hargasha would have been masked by the other sensation that she had of the hatalas meiraglayim of the hafnasa ha'ed. And if that's the case, the woman is Tameya Min HaTorah, because we don't even entertain the possibility that there was no Hargasha. We assume there was Hargasha, and the Hargasha was simply masked by the other sensation. Jake?
Can you just explain the first?
The first side is that there's a legitimate suffix. Maybe she had Hargasha, and maybe she didn't have Hargasha, maybe she only had Hargasha's aid. And the second side is that, no, there definitely was Hargasha's aid, but Hargasha's aid was masked by the Bedika Yoni.
That's
probably a general question. Mm-hmm. Why would that not be the subject of Aristotle? Why would you assume that's the subject that's only she's a Tanami Darabana?
So then maybe the nature of the Gzeres HaKasev of Asher Targish Bebesara, that you would have said Savig Deraisa L'Chumra, but the Gzeres HaKasev of Asher Targish Bebesara tells you no, the rules are different here.
We're not sure if she had a Hargash. She might have.
Correct.
But
built into the requirement of Hargash is that there are different rules of Savig.
Okay.
Shah.
This Shiloh that we're asking, mm-hmm. that assuming based on the last
If you say that, yeah, there's still the fact that there is argasha doesn't mean that you always experience argasha. And in this particular situation, maybe there wasn't argasha. Aruch HaShulchan is saying that generally speaking, women do experience argashas. Not every time that you see dam does that mean definitionally there was argasha.
Yeah,
so there's a difference. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying that a woman in the normal course of events, when she has a normal Re'iyas Dam, experiences Hargasha even if she can't express it, even if she can't identify it. The Gemara here is talking about a very specific instance where there is something else going on in the body at the same time that could mask the Hargasha or maybe replace the Hargasha. Not every time that you see Dam does that mean definitionally there was Hargasha. You still have to evaluate on its merits. Okay, so again, the question is whether the Gemara here is saying that any time you have a Bedikas aid, we automatically assume that the Bedika masked the Hargasha, in which case a woman would be Tamei Minata, or do we say that no, there's a possibility, maybe there was Hargasha, maybe there wasn't Hargasha. So the crazy place he thinks that Rov Rishonim assume, like the second possibility, that the Bedika masked the Hargasha, but there definitely was a Hargasha. Points out that is shot in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, we quoted this Rambam previously. The Rambam writes, Ein Ha'isha Mistama Min HaTorah Benida Obeziva, Achi Targish, Vitira Dam, Vyese Bibisara. So a woman is only Tamei Min HaTorah if she has a Hargasha and a Re'iyas Dam, and the Dam is Yotze Bibisara. Kimo She Be Arnu. V'im lo hergisha, but if she didn't experience a hargasha, ubadka, and she does a bedika, umatsa dam lefnim v'prostar. She didn't experience a hargasha, but she did a bedika, and she finds dam, she inserts the bedika cloth into the prostar, and she finds dam there. Hareze b'cheskas sheba b'hargasha. So she is presumed, it's presumed, that dam was baba hargasha, kemo shebe arnu. So it's presumed that dam was ba b'hargasha. So what is the kamo shebeyarnu? So the crazy place points out that the kamo shebeyarnu is going back on Perek Hey Halacha Hey, where the Rambam writes, dam hanimsa b'prosdar, if you find dam in the prosdar, hareze tameh, Shecheskasa min acheder. So that dam is dam tame because we presume that it's dam min amakor. The chayavin alav al bias mikdash. And if a woman who had dam proposed her then walks into the bias mikdash, so she violates that iser of bias mikdash as a woman who is tameya. The sorfin alav truma v'kachim, and then if she comes in contact with truma v'kachim, we have to burn the truma v'kachim. So this is clearly talking about a din daraisa. She sees dam b'proser, it's cheskasa min hamakor, and that is nafkaminas for din daraisa, that sorfin alav truma v'kachim. So you see, says Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz, that when the Rambam tells us over here in Perek Tes, that if she sees dam b'proser, it's cheskasa baba hargasha, that means we're talking about a din daraisa, that it is presumed, and we treat her as if she had a proper hargasha, and therefore is tameya min hatorah. So.
Can you just say more question? Because in the next book, you start off by saying we'll do it.
No, this could still be a suffix director. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, good. And so this is generally the hachra of Achronim. If you look in the Crazy Place, he quotes a dissenting opinion, and he thinks that there maybe is one day in Rishonim that argues. You can take a look. It's worthwhile to see. But generally, the hachra of Poskim is that a bedika that results in a dam seen on the bedika cloth would render a woman tamea asur labayla min ha Torah. Okay, we're talking about a bedika that is inserted into the body, up into the prostate, not just a surface kinuach, not just a surface wiping. Okay. So let's move on now to the topic of Hargasha below Re'iya. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadi Sif Aleph says, Im Hirgisha Shenifdach Mekora Lahotzi Dam, if a woman has a Hargasha of Sichas Pia Makor, Ubadka Acharkach V'lo Masaklum, and then she does a Bedika and finds nothing, Yesh Misha Omer Shehit Tameya. So Yesh Misha Omer, that woman is Asura Labayla. So again, a woman experiences a Hargasha, and she does a Bedika and finds no blood. Nevertheless, even though she did not see any blood, she is Tameya. The source of this halacha is the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Reish Mem Vav that we referenced earlier. The Trumas Hadeshen writes that Hargasha is what he calls a Svara D'Araisa. The fact that he calls the Hargasha a Svara D'Araisa. And even if a woman does a bedika and doesn't find any dam on the bedika cloth, she is still, and has no other ria, she is still tamea. Trumas Hadeshen does say that if she does a bedika subsequent to this hargasha, and she finds one of the maros ha-tahoros, she does see something, and it's a mara tahor, so then she's not going to be asura. You know, the concern is that if she does a bedika and finds nothing, so we're worried maybe there was some dam there and the dam got absorbed, the dam disappeared. But if she does a bedika and finds something which is not a mara tame, so then you could be tola the hargasha on that mara tahor, and she's going to remain mutaras. Okay, that is the Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Resh Mem Vav. So the Shulchan Aruch here quotes this opinion as a Yesh Misha Omer, but doesn't quote a dissenting opinion. So the Torah HaShlomim here points out that the reason the Mechaber quotes it as a Yesh Misha Omer is not because there's any dissenting opinion, but simply that the Derech of the Mechaber is if a position is only found in a single Rishon, you may refer to that as a Yesh Misha Omer only because there's no other source, even if there's no one who argues explicitly. The Torah HaShlamim here, Sif Katan Bey, is on the bottom of the page of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Does that mean he assumes like that?
I'm sorry?
So according to the Torah HaShlamim, does that mean he only, if you heard me, because there's only one person that says that, but does that assume that the Shulchan Aruch?
Yes, that assumes the Shulchan Aruch is passing that way, Lalacha, and he's only referring to it as the Yesh Misha Omer because there's only a single source in Rishonim that presents that halacha. However, if you look in the Darkei Moshe in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Os Beis, the Darkei Moshe there quotes this Trumas Hadeshen, and he's somewhat skeptical. Darkei Moshe writes that Lo Reisi Leecha Min Aposkim Shekasvu L'Tamosa B'Hargasha B'Loriya. Darkei Moshe writes that he hasn't seen in earlier Poskim support for this Trumas Hadeshen, that if a woman merely experiences Hargasha without a Re'iya, that she would be Tameya. So the Darkei Moshe is skeptical about this there. However, the Ramah does not comment on this din of the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Kuf Tzadi. That's a general question. What do we do when the Ramah writes something in Darkei Moshe and that's not reflected on the page of Shulchan Aruch in his Hagos? Be that as it may, there is a psak here in Shulchan Aruch without a cholik on the page. There is a Tshuva Saradvaz, Tshuva Saradvaz, Chelik Aleph, Siman Kuf Mem Tes, who also raises issues with this Trumas Hadeshen, and he goes so far as to say that if a person is a machmir for the Trumas Hadeshen, it's a chumrah that essentially creates a kula of bittul mitzvah sona. That it's a broad chumrah that's going to lead to inability to perform mitzvah sona properly. So the Radvaz is somewhat skeptical about this din of the Trumas Hadeshen. And he says it's up to him, he would say that there's nothing to be concerned about. Bottom line, he says if she has a hargasha, she should do a bedika, but if she does a bedika and finds nothing, then she remains tahora. You don't have to be concerned that maybe there was dam and that dam disappeared. Okay. The bottom line, the Mechaber presents this din of the Trumas Hadeshen and that Hargasha below Re'iyah is a problem, and a woman, therefore, if she experiences Hargasha even without a Re'iyah, needs to do a Vedika, despite the fact that the Darkei Moshe raises issues. You know, some Achronim suggest, and you probably saw some of this in the Pesach Tshuvas, that one could distinguish in terms of the application of this Trumas Hadeshen between the Trumas Hadeshen's Hargasha of Psichas Pi HaMakor and the Hargasha of Zivas Davar Lach. So for example, the Chasim Sofer in Simen Kuf Nun, Tshuva Simen Kuf Nun, quoted here in the Pesach Tshuva Sifkat and Vav, as well as the Chachmas Adam, the Chassid Sofer thinks that even if we are machmir for the position of the Trumas Hadeshen, that doesn't extend beyond the Trumas Hadeshen's Hargasha of Psichas Pi HaMakor or the Hargasha of Nizdaz Dagufa. But as far as Zivas Davar Lach, you don't have to be machmir for this Trumas Hadeshen. And the Chassid Sofer, who we noted earlier, argues on the Noda Behuda about whether Zivas Davar Lach is a Hargasha at all. He says even the Noda Behuda should agree that even if, in general, you want to be machmir and treat Zivas Davar Lach as a hargasha, nevertheless, as far as this chumrah, the Trumas Hadeshen, to be machmir where I have a hargasha without a re'iyah, and that I have to treat her as tameya, even if she does a bedika and finds nothing, that far we're not going to go. Ramosha does not assume that way. Ramosha in the Tshuvas in the back of Rabbi Eider Sefer Oskes thinks that you need to be machmir with the totality of the din of the Trumas Hadeshen, even for Zivas Davar Lach, and that's consistent with Ramosha's position that Zivas Davar Lach is a legitimate hargasha. Shai.
So in general, when you have the issue shower, is it always
paskin
like
it? Well, where you have a Yeshua shower without a cholek,
yeah.
So we generally paskin that way unless the Ramah argues, correct? Okay. Fine. So let's just summarize what we saw just now. As far as the status of a bedika that yields blood on the bedika cloth, the general hachra of poskim is that that creates a nida min ha-tara. And that is the Achra, the Crazy Placey, and others. As far as the din of the Trumas Hadeshen, so we are machmir to require a bedika in a situation where there is a hargasha. But it's questionable whether that chumr extends to a hargasha Zivas Davar Lach. So on some level, it's an academic question, because generally speaking, we don't have a hargasha of Nizdaz Dagufa and Psichas Pi HaMakor. So if you're going to assume, like the Chasam Sofer, then it's less critical an issue as far as Hargasha Lemaisa, because we wouldn't be machmir for hargashas zivas davar lach. I think we'll stop here, and we'll pick up with a little bit more of this next time, and then go on to continue in Siman Kuf Sadi with Hilchos Ksamim.